Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. Be advised. For Pastor Scheidbach, exposing liberal lies and destroying vain philosophies of God-hating, America-despising liberals is like taking candy from a baby. All liberals are hereby cautioned. Pastor Scheidbach is about to rip one or more of your favorite lollipop notions right out of your hand. Uh-oh, too late. A liberal just lost a lollipop. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Lindell's liberties were assaulted last week when four FBI agents surrounded him while in a drive-thru at Hardee's. And that's sort of an East Coast in-and-out fast food place. Bannon reports he knows of as many as 35 Trump supporters who have been accosted by the FBI in this way. Tucker tells us of one of these, a lady who supported Trump on Facebook and had some wicked devil report her to the FBI, anonymously, for having been at the Capitol on January 6th. She wasn't there. Did you know it was a crime for conservatives to be at the Capitol on January 6th? Who knew? Don't let phony Fauci sneak out from under the hot light of truth bearing down upon him. Make him sweat. Lately, he admits he colluded with Facebook to suppress information. Friend, the day government is given the power to decide what is and what is not misinformation or disinformation is the day, we lose access to any truth at all from the government. DeSantis sends two plane loads of illegal crossers to Martha's Vineyard, and Abbott sends two buses carrying illegal crossers and has them dropped off at Kamala's house. Newsom says the FBI should charge DeSantis and Abbott with kidnapping. Speaking of Newsom, he has found another wasteful use of your tax dollars. He's buying billboards in other states advertising California as an abortion-friendly state. Does Graham's effort go far enough? He wants to pass legislation banning abortions after 15 weeks. What's with the 6 to 18 inches of clots that are being pulled out of the veins and arteries of corpses in mortuaries? And the discovery that these are not of human blood? My friend, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth. Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Is it true? Has our FBI been weaponized? Is it now the brute squad for the Biden administration? Lindell's liberties were assaulted last week when four FBI agents surrounded him while in a drive-thru at Hardee's. Hardee's is a sort of East Coast in-and-out fast food place. They surrounded him, asked him when and where he met Tina Peters, and said they were investigating the allegation he tampered with voting machines. But they have no real evidence of this, or they would have arrested him. They are fishing. Because Lindell has amassed a huge amount of evidence that the 2020 election was stolen, as something that Yahoo News baselessly claims is a baseless claim. Have you noticed that? Every time these devils in the MSM mention the theft of the 2020 election, they use the expression, baseless claims. Did you know that the only side in this debate that depends entirely upon expert witness from cybersecurity professionals, many whom have worked in government and military security, and whose careers have been devoted to cybersecurity for decades, is the side that is saying there is clear evidence of fraud or manipulated machine fraud supported by paper fraud. Not one of the election steal deniers has put forward a single expert cybersecurity testimony. Every time a forensic analysis is done, the machines come up dirty. Check out Frank's social and study the matter for yourself. Do your own research. Lindell announced, I think it was Wednesday, that his lawyers have agreed he should sue the government for violation of his rights and especially name the FBI and any of those involved in the order to have him accosted at Hardee's. Bannon reports he knows of as many as 35 Trump supporters who have been accosted by FBI raids. Tucker interviewed one of these victims. A lady who supported Trump on Facebook was reported by some devil, anonymously, of course, to the FBI with the accusation she had been at the Capitol on January 6th. Now, I wonder if this person claimed to have seen her there. If so, why wasn't... Anyway. Did you know it was a crime for conservatives to be at the Capitol on January 6th? And again, if Mr., Mrs., Miss, Ms., or Mix saw her there, why aren't the FBI raiding its house? Do you believe someone gave an anonymous tip to the FBI and that the tip was she was at the Capitol on January 6th and then the FBI decided to take time out of their very busy schedule? You know, they're very busy tracking child molesters and slave traders and drug cartel operations and money laundering. And all the work they're doing to investigate the fake Russian collusion hoax, Hillary's emails, whatever happened to all that. Oh, and Hunter's laptop. Do you really think they took time from these important matters to invest in sending a squad to a lady's home, beat on her door, announce FBI, and then mark their watches for 42 seconds? Can you just see them? At 10 seconds, they give one another the look, and immediately, professionally, like an offensive line at set, they position themselves to breach the door, all watching the door intently, while one watches the second hand sweep across the face of their watch. And then at 32 seconds begins the count, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, and then a kid opens the door. At least one of the agents, no doubt the rookie, is disappointed he or she or it didn't get a chance to go home with a story about busting through a MAGA patriot's house. What a man! Well, I don't think this is exactly how this one played out. I did not get her name. Tucker interviewed her. You might have seen it. They just terrorized this mother and her child, explaining they received an anonymous tip that she was at the Capitol on January 6th. Since when did it become a crime to be at the Capitol building? They don't seem to be interested in Ray Epps' presence there. And we've got pictures of him at the Capitol building on J6 and actually agitating the crowd to breach the Capitol. His mug was featured on the FBI top 10 or something like that until it disappeared suddenly, mysteriously. Apparently, being at the Capitol building on J6 is really not a problem, even if you're there agitating the crowd to breach the building. But if someone calls the FBI and leaves an anonymous tip that you were there, I mean just present, well, here they come, pounding on your door. FBI! Get your body cams, folks. Get your front door set up to record and live stream immediately. The only protection you have when darkness attacks you is to put it into the light. Lindell was describing his experience with these badged terrorists falling on him while working his way through the drive-thru at a Minnesota Hardee's. He referred to another woman that was swatted by these brave soldiers of justice and judgment, these ministers of God. Appointed by the Almighty to execute wrath upon mommies with political views? MVP? Is that a new three-letter classification for real threats to democracy? Anyway, you've noticed consistently the FBI is after activist mommies lately. You might remember Sharona Bishop, a Colorado mommy, who was the first Patriot mom activist against public school tranny indoctrination and Colorado election fraud, who was assaulted by the FBI terrorists. They call it swatting. Have the FBI become terrorists? I don't think Sharona is the lady Lindell was talking about, whose door was lately broken down, which the FBI explained was because she took too long to answer the knock. How long did she take? 42 seconds. Sharona's case was about a year ago when all this crazy behavior began. October 2021. Well, actually, I should go back before that. They went after Stone before her, or even going back farther, it all began with Flynn. Yeah, this nonsense started with targets that were high profile and somewhat removed from us, but connected to Trump. So while we were upset and protested, the general population only watched and wondered. Then it went to chasing down mommies with political opinions, protesting rogue school boards who wanted to indoctrinate their children without their knowledge of what it is the teachers were doing in the classrooms and or teaching, what curriculum they were using, or protesting the mask nonsense and the vaccine business. All very serious offenses, you know. These are things that threaten democracy. Of course, the education establishment teaching our children to hate America as founded, subverting the national conscience and teaching our children lies about our founding and about our history, and subverting the morals that the parents are trying to instill in their children, supplanting the parents' nurture and admonition with Marxist indoctrination. You see, that's not a threat to democracy. And the medical establishment presuming to take the place of parents and force jab their children with a vaccine that they don't need, and that's according to their own data, and that is raising many health concerns, as VAERS bears witness, with well over 30,000 reported deaths correlated to the vaccine rollout, forcing people to take a shot without fully informed consent, which is in violation of the Nuremberg rules that were developed after Nazi Germany, fascist Saul, pulled that business of forcing people into death camps for medical quarantine, among other excuses that they used. And FBI veterans are becoming increasingly uncomfortable with all of these goings-on. At about the time this started, and by this I mean the FBI concentrating its activity on nonviolent targets, Brannon House had concluded a series of interviews with a panel of four retired FBI agents only days before the raid, in which they had described similar raids against nonviolent patriotic Americans over the last few years, starting with General Michael Flynn in 2016. That followed by a pre-dawn raid on author and Trump ally Roger Stone in 2019. And then the violent entering of journalist James O'Keefe of Project Veritas a few weeks ago. And this from a source I have noted here in my footnotes. One former FBI agent said, quote, "I was on the FBI SWAT team for several years," said Brian Shepard, appearing with three other retired FBI agents at a symposium aired by WVW-TV on November 16, continuing, quote, "And I can tell you from my experience, and I think all others of the Bureau agents here would echo what I'm going to say, we never conducted a search or conducted an arrest of someone who was not a violent offender. And the thought, when I heard about what happened with Roger Stone, just outraged me so much that, well, it just rose up inside me," he said, end quote. Now we have an activist mommy targeted by the FBI, and all of this raises the question, quote, "Has the FBI become the political shock troops for the White House, seeking to harass and intimidate anyone who speaks out against his policies," end quote. I'm going to have to take a short break, my dear friends, so hold on to the break and we'll pick it up from right here on the other side. By God's War. It explains so many things and clarifies for you what is going on right now in America and in the world, and helps you make sense of it all from a biblical perspective. You can order it from our church bookstore. Go to books@dbp.com. David Baker Paul, DBP. Books at, and the word at is not the little symbol used as in an email address, but the word at, books@dbp.com. And there you can order it for $24.95 and pay for shipping to have it delivered. Those who will walk into the church to get it can get it for $20. I keep my office in my home, so to pick it up from the church bookstore, you'll need to call. Let us know when you'll be by, and then you save not only the $5 off the cost, but also shipping. The best way is to come to one of our public services, and then let's meet. I'll be glad to sign it for you. Come this Sunday and pick up a copy of God's War. If you prefer to read your books in digital format, go to, I think any online bookstore carries it now. I know all the main ones do, and search God's War with my name, Scheidbach, S-C-H-E-I-D-B-A-C-H. And most of these outlets sell it for $9.99. Now, let's get back to your brain massage.
The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights in the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal to release noneparephrine neurotransmitters and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart. The skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sparkling effect in the brain that can cause the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden outbursts of energy caused by the release of glucose throughout the body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that's the science of a brain massage. Warning. We have learned that some liberals choke on even a small piece of Pastor Scheibach's mind. Devil beware. Pastor Scheibach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheibach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, signaling the enemy is on the march. An enemy that is busy right now stealing from us our liberties. So what's going on here? Now, if you're just now tuning in, I'm talking about the trend going on with these FBI attacks on American citizens, civil liberties, and inalienable and constitutionally recognized and protected rights. It started with Michael Flynn, then Roger Stone, then James O'Keefe, then mommies with political opinions, contrary to the education and medical establishment, then Mar-a-Lago, then more mommies with opinions about Colorado election fraud, then President-elect Biden says, haltingly, that Trump supporters, you know, MAGA types, American first patriots are semi-fascist. Actually, that was before the Mar-a-Lago attack, wasn't it? Followed by a news blitz repeating the Biden statement in the echo chamber of MSM disinformation. Followed by the ominous Nazi-esque speech where El Diablo, standing before a backdrop framed by deep red banners and deep blue touches here and there, with two ominous-looking Marines standing at attention on either side of Biden as he gave a speech in which he expressly called MAGA Trump supporters a clear and present danger to our republic. Just because he quoted somebody else saying that, I explained that in an earlier show. And look, make no mistake about all of this, my friends. This language was purposely used that has very serious legal ramifications and political ramifications as well. I mean, this is right out of Goebbels' playbook. This would make Hitler proud. For if the government classifies any group of people to be a clear and present danger, that triggers law enforcement to use any and all means of force necessary to remove that threat. Yes, that's what this means. And now that was followed with the illegal raid on Mar-a-Lago. You say, how can the FBI executing a raid on a private citizen be against the law? Well, look, my friend, we better wake up and understand something. The supreme law of this land is the Constitution, and no law contradicting that law has any lawful standing. For example, when the FBI harasses mommies who support Trump on Facebook because someone supposedly, anonymously, tipped the FBI that she had been at the Capitol on J6, as if that's some kind of crime. And so they obtain a warrant and come to her home in a threatening manner, displaying their strength fully armed against a mommy patriot, and adding insult to this injury of our rights and a disturbance of our peace that's secured by those rights. They are ignoring Hunter's laptop. They're refusing to act on the Maxwell list of perverts and raid those homes and pretend anyone at the Capitol on J6 is a threat to U.S. security, while ignoring a certain FBI plant, we think, who was there agitating the patriots to break the law, Mr. Ray Epps, or at least take actions that could be made to appear to violate the law. Tell me you don't see a pattern developing here. Surely you're beginning to get the picture. And now, most recently, they attack Mike Lindell. What, did they get a tip he was going to plant a pillow bomb in the Hardee's drive-thru? Thank you, Stu. And you've heard the president alleged frame the conflict, the political conflict, in terms of fascism versus democracy, and calling MAGA Trump supporters the fascists' threat against our republic. And you've heard the vice president frame the conflict in terms of mommy patriots represent the real domestic threat against the Constitution. And you heard the MSM, I mean every one of them, repeat the mantra that Trump supporters are the fascists, that Trump supporters are the threat to democracy, that they are the terrorists. In fact, they are a greater threat than the 9/11 terrorists. They were saying that right out loud in front of God and everybody. They're branding the entire classification of people called Trump supporters. They started by putting this nonsense in their training, you know, that Christians who say things like the election was stolen, stuff like this, that these people are domestic terrorists. They started training their troops to believe this kind of nonsense. Homeland Security, the Department of Justice, and the FBI. And now they're saying it out loud. The political opponents of the left are fascists, they say, and terrorists, and a clear and present danger to our republic. Do you understand what they are saying? If you support Trump, if you are a MAGA supporter, if you believe Hunter Biden and his daddy are traitors to this country and that Biden is employing fascist tactics to suppress his political opposition, which is provable, if after 4 years of the left questioning the election results of 2016, we sit down and allow them to call us fascist because we have questions about the 2020 election, excuse me, do you not see what is going on? So what do you think? Well, here's what I think. This nonsense can only happen and continue to happen and to escalate so long as there are FBI agents willing to put their career above their oath of office. Any oath any has made to an institution within our government is necessarily subordinated to their oath to uphold the Constitution from enemies, foreign and domestic. The likes of Garland and his master Biden, and look, trust me, I was going to say, and those who handle him, listen, don't buy the bungling Biden act. Quit providing him cover to hide what he really is. This man is a traitor. The man is spiteful and hateful. He's full of hatred. His soul is in a very dark place. But back to the concluding point here today. The only way this can continue and escalate to a preposterous place is, one, if you act in fear of man and then go off in this idea that you're going to take up arms against the government. Bad idea. Wrong-headed. That's not the way to go. And then, two, this can continue and escalate only so long as American FBI agents continue to be willing to go along with this and carry out their missions. They can't get it done without them. So the American patriots within the FBI must now stand up, step forward, and stop this nonsense. Remember, this I'm only doing my job. Well, that's what the Nazis said. It did not hold up in the Nuremberg trials. History did not treat them well. And more importantly, you know what? Your conscience will never be easy with that as an excuse. Those of us who believe in the Constitution and in the First through Tenth Amendments, the rest of them, by the way, we are not the threat to our republic. It's those who have gone on record saying they don't accept the Constitution as the highest law of our land. They've said this. Who constantly attempt to subvert it, and who go around it every way they can, who have been using the tactics of fascism, you know, the government controlling the public with government mandates through businesses. Yeah, these are the fascists, my friends. So I appeal to the conscience of our patriotic FBI agents, and I believe they're out there, and I demand that they refuse to carry out these unconstitutional raids on the American people. It's enough. The resistance against tyranny has to begin at the first level of its implementation. Refuse to carry out unconstitutional orders. Okay, perhaps I'll get a chance to chat with you about these other things tonight during our comfort and counsel for the present distress. I'll see you live on our Facebook page. Find Santa Maria Lighthouse or Lighthouse Baptist Church Santa Maria. And don't let phony Fauci sneak out from under the hot light of truth that's bearing down upon him. You know, lately he virtually admitted he colluded with Facebook to suppress information regarding masks and vaccines. Look, friend, the day government is given the power to decide what is and what is not misinformation or disinformation, well, that's the day you lose your liberties for sure. Because the only thing you're going to get are the lies, the propaganda lies of the government. DeSantis sends two plane loads of illegal crossers to Martha's Vineyard. And Abbott sends two buses carrying illegal crossers to drop them off at Kamala's house. And they don't like it. No, it's not reasonable to expect them to try to deal with so many of these people at once, even though they're a sanctuary city for this stuff. Some reporter asked the crosser, "Are the borders closed?" And the illegal said, "Well, no, they're open. We cross freely, no problem." And Newsom says the FBI should charge DeSantis and Abbott with kidnapping. You gotta be kidding me. And speaking of Newsom, he has found another wasteful use of your tax dollars. He's buying billboards in other states, interfering with their business, advertising California as an abortion-friendly state. You know, come on over here. So Newsom is conducting his campaign for president using California tax dollars to promote and to advance his campaign. That's illegal. How do you feel about that? Does Graham's effort to get legislation passed from the Congress banning abortion after 15 weeks go far enough? And what's with this business of 6 to 18 inches of clots being pulled from corpses in mortuaries that are not even made of human blood? Okay, my friends, I've got to go. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. Now you let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Simple. brainmassage.net, all one word, lowercase, you know the drill. Find the contact us button and send me an email. Now you can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. Dial 1-805-314-2114. God bless you. God bless America. God save America. And I'll see you in church. By God's war. It explains so many things and clarifies for you what is going on right now in America and in the world, and helps you make sense of it all from a biblical perspective. You can order it from our church bookstore. Go to books@dbp.com. David Baker Paul, DBP. Books at, and the word at is not the little symbol used as in an email address, but the word at, books@dbp.com. And there you can order it for $24.95 and pay for shipping to have it delivered. Those who will walk into the church to get it can get it for $20. I keep my office in my home, so to pick it up from the church bookstore, you'll need to call, let us know when you'll be by, and then you save not only the $5 off the cost, but also shipping. The best way is to come to one of our public services, and then let's meet. I'll be glad to sign it for you. Come this Sunday and pick up a copy of God's War. If you prefer to read your books in digital format, go to, I think any online bookstore carries it now. I know all the main ones do. And search God's War with my name, Scheidbach, Scheidbach.
Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.